And welcome back to the show. You know, something we like to say here on Today's Homeowner is your house does not stop at that back door. It spills right on out into the outdoors. And so many people really are passionate about their yards and keeping it in immaculate shape as well as adding to it. And one of those persons visits with us each and every month, Julie Day Jones, our garden enthusiast, is with us right now. Julie, always welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's always good to be here. Talk about gardening.
Hi, Julie.
Hi.
And it's hot. It's hot, and the plants need water. They need special care. What should we be doing right now?
Oh, boy, I tell you, this time of year, it is all about the water, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I am sitting, as I speak to you, on my deck looking at my little water feature and wishing I could jump in it. It is hot. You know, keeping stuff watered this time of year is especially important for your flowers, but also your veggies. You know, if your tomatoes don't get enough water, the skin thickens up on them and they get real tough. And then when you water them, they swell up and burst open and become bird food. So you really have to keep things watered, which is why I'm at least this year looking into options for irrigation systems. Soaker hoses, drip irrigation. There are all kinds of ways to keep your garden watered without you having to stand there with a hose.
Well, I'll tell you that you're exactly right, and I was going to say the same thing, because some of the drip irrigation that's available, because sometimes you get really frustrated when you have a lot of container gardens and you've done all of this in the early spring, and then you're having to keep them watered. But I'll tell you, there's a lot of these little devices, even if you're doing nothing but putting a timer on a hose, on a hose bib outside, to make that as maintenance-free as possible also leads to consistency in the watering. If you're watering them that 12 minutes every day or whatever, or every other day, I would strongly recommend a lot of people really look at some of the irrigation systems that are out there.
They are not expensive, surprisingly affordable. I was just looking at one this morning because I'm looking at my little 4x8 raised bed, and you can buy a soaker hose kit that comes with connectors so you can cut it to any length you want and then connect it together with little T's and run it from one bed to the other and customize it exactly as you want it. And then to the other side, I've got my blueberries and blackberries, and those are more like bushes, and so probably for those, I would do a drip system because I can put a dripper at each stem instead of soaking the whole bed. You know, you kind of think about what you're planting. Do you need a soaker hose that you can customize? Do you need drippers that you can put one on each or run a little line up to a container, like you said?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can put that on a timer, set it and forget it, or at least walk out every day and turn it on for a few minutes, and you conserve water. Sounds funny to think about saving water while watering, but these kind of systems really reduce the waste and put the water where it needs to go.
Yeah, well, that's the great thing about these systems, right, Julie, is they deliver the water precisely where you need it, right at the base of the plant. And I'm on a well here, so, you know, we can't just forget that we have the hose running. So the timer is invaluable. You know, I had it set where I think it went on twice a day for just 20 minutes a day, really early in the morning before the sun came up, and then later in the afternoon once the sun started to go down. I had it for foundation plantings. We had a bunch of flowering plants in front of the house and these stone planters we had built. And it was effortless. I mean, once you get as long as you keep the batteries charged up in the timer, it just comes on and goes off all by itself. You don't even have to think about it. And the plants loved it.
Absolutely. And you know, if you don't want to get into a big system, here's a little easy do-it-yourself. That if you have something like a pot of geraniums on your porch, when you plant it, you can buy some really thick candle wicking that's as big as a rope, you know, the rope size for like a tiki torch. Wind it through the roots of the plant in the pot, send the wick out of the pot, and hide behind it a milk jug that you fill with water.
Hmm.
And the plant will slowly draw the water up through the wick. Now, that is probably not going to be enough water, but that's a good example if you have a vacation home or a weekend place. You just don't want it to die before you can get back and water it.
Right.
A system like that will help just give enough water to keep the plants going, and then you can supplement as needed. But that's a good, just real easy do-it-yourself irrigation system, if you will, too, for containers.
Always some great tips from our friend Julie Day Jones, making sure that you not only water, but water the right amount, and a few ideas to go about that. Julie, thanks so much for being with us, and look forward to seeing you again next month.
Sounds good. Enjoy your summer.
Okay, you as well. Thank you very much.